35-14, but Higginsville had won, I believe, 7 games in a row coming into tonight. Really started to peak at the right time, but they run into a very good Summit Christian team tonight. And Steve, appreciate you calling in. I know long bus ride back from Lee's Summit, but ran into a good Summit Christian team. They beat you twice this year. I guess they're the real deal, but you got to be proud of the way your Huskers finished the season.
We are, you know, and it's one of those things that we talked about that, you know, as a coaching staff that, you know, you always love the opportunity to rematch, and, you know, we were excited going in. We had a great week of preparation. The boys were bought in, believing, committed to what we were doing, and they played till the very end, you know, and we were able to get up there and come out of the gates fast. You know, we were up in that ball game tonight 14-0 with four minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Wow.
You know, and we're able to get out of the gates quick. But they made adjustments. They had a good game plan as far as slowing down our running game, and they did a really good job of it. You know, we returned the opening kickoff of the game for a touchdown. And on their ensuing first possession, they had a reception, and when we made contact with the receiver, he fumbled the ball. We got possession around the 40-yard line going in, and we were able to put together a good drive, overcome adversity. We had 2 or 3 penalties. We found ourselves in 1st and 30 and ended up completing a pass on around 3rd and 30 for a first down. 2 plays later, we score. Well, we had an injury to, you know, one of our a veteran lineman for us, suffered an ankle injury. You know, offensive, defensive lineman, you know, that made a big impact on some of the things we were looking to do in the running game. But, you know, their quarterback, hats off to him and his receiving core and the running back that they've got. You know, offensively, they really, when they got rolling, they were tough. But we were able to hold them right before half on a field goal attempt, and it was no good. And we go in at halftime tied 14-14. But, you know, they had a lot of momentum at that point. Even though we had held the field goal, they were proven with what they were doing, they were going to be able to move the ball up and down the field. So this is one of the things, we just couldn't overcome it once they got that momentum, and we had too many things to overcome.
Coach Cook, this is Coach Zoll. You know, they handled you fairly well early in the year. You guys jump out tonight on them. What did you preach to your kids this week? You said you had a great week of practice. What was the mindset of your kids going into this game that you could get it done, and you did in the first half?
Well, you know, our mindset was that we built upon the things that we did well against them in the first outing. You know, the first time we played them, ball game's 14-7.5, and there were certain facets of our running game that really caused them fits in that first outing, and we've changed our offense around a little bit, more under center oriented and scooting our backfield closer to the line of scrimmage. That really paid big dividends for us, you know, on the run that we were able to get on. And, you know, they had some answers to that because they saw it on film. They just hadn't experienced it yet, but they had good answers to it and did a good job at containing our, you know, our running back that had done really well throughout the year, and he played his heart out tonight, you know. But hats off to them. They schemed us up well.
Well, Steve, you look at your season. I mean, you start out, you get a nice win over South Callaway. You also beat Moberly early in the season, a good Moberly team. You lose a tough game to Lawson. You lose to Summit Christian. So you're 2-2 at one time, and then you reel off 7 straight wins in a row. You win the MRVC East Conference with a 5-0 record and 7 wins in a row, and I think wind up 9-3 on the season. So tough loss tonight, but I know you got to feel good about the way the season went for the most part.
We do, you know, and that's one thing one of my assistants said to the boys in the locker room immediately following the game at Lee Summit. You know, he reminded them that we have been very blessed and fortunate to set the bar high here at Higginsville over the last 13 years. Things have really got rolling well for us. And, you know, for us to be in a locker room and be so down and hurt and still be able to say we're 9-3 on the year, you know, is a good situation to be in once all the pain gets away from one loss, you know, or the end of the season. But it's going to hurt any time you know, everybody loses their last game except for one. But, you know, kids are down and out, but their bar is set high, and then they have high goals and worked really hard for what we got.
Coach, you've been there 9 or 10 years as a head coach and even longer as an assistant coach. You know, what do you do that allows you to have so much success in your off-season program and your weightlifting program? You have really high attendance, and the bar at Higginsville has just been raised so high over the last, 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, you know, the kids really bought in, and that's something that, you know, we didn't make many friends. Time flies, but this is year 13 as me for the head coach. And, you know, when we first made the commitment that we were going to be at the weight room daily in the summer, and we were going to do this and this, and we're going to hold our team camp, we're going to host a team camp and then participate in it. You know, there was some fighting, you know, push and pull, you know, just resistance with change comes from anything, you know, and we still, you know, try to raise the bar and build upon expectations, because we don't want to get complacent in what we're doing and too comfortable. So every year we try to do something different, but yet relatively the same, if that makes any sense. But the kids have bought in, you know, in regards to with the football team and the hard work that we're going to put in. So to prove, you know, and we've been able to prove that it's going to show out between August and late November.
And coach, you're the head track coach there, and like you mentioned just a little bit, you host the Hut camp in Higginsville every summer. You have a ton of teams come in. How do you think that the kids running track, you being the head track coach and hosting that camp, you know, do you feel that has a positive impact on your football team?
It does, you know, and you know, as far as the track coach goes, you know, it's a track and field's a wonderful sport that has seemingly lost popularity at times, just, you know, for a lot of reasons. But, you know, we've got a lot of talented kids on our team. You know, tonight we have a running back that's right close to 2,000 yards. He's a phenomenal baseball player, you know. And they're not all track kids, but those that are work hard. We push them hard to do that. But that's the biggest thing. And we spent a long time in the locker room tonight talking about the importance of being a three-sport athlete. And, you know, I am very anti-specializing in sports with kids, and that's what I try to preach to them, is that, you know, the true specialists are playing three sports at their small high schools and contributing in every facet that they can.
Steve, we'll let you go. Before we do, though, you had some talented seniors this year, some good football players, but maybe even more importantly, it sounds like they provided a pretty good level of leadership for your team this year, and it's going to be tough to say goodbye to them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is, you know, and that's something that we try to preach to them, is tradition never graduates, you know, and we've had this come about with us with a lot of great groups and good young men that really bought in and sold out for us. But, you know, this particular group is special. You know, they've been on a big stage with us as sophomores, and I talked to a lot of them tonight about, you know, I remember specific instances when they were freshmen, sophomores, pretty green still as to what we were doing. The expectations were high, and, you know, there's always that moment that they have the thoughts of, do I really want to do this? You know, how committed can I get? And they proved that they were definitely all in, which has been our motto all season long. And to see how those boys have matured and the physicality they can take to this sport, they played the sport right. You know, we were playing, we did not sub out late in the ball game tonight, down 35-14. I wanted those guys to be able to play it out, and they continued to play hard, and we were scrapping to try to put the ball in the end zone clear to the whistle.
Well, Steve, appreciate the call. You call us every week, win, lose, or draw. Very faithful caller. Always talk very positively about your kids. You've had a very good year, 9-3, MRVC East Conference champs, 7-game winning streak. So appreciate the call, and best of luck in the off season. I know you'll be thinking about track now before long, but, again, appreciate you calling us each week, and good job this year.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joe, and Coach Zoll for getting the show going again, and, you know, appreciate all your coverage all year long.
Thanks, Steve. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go.